Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Thursday, February 14th, 2019. I'm Zach Hall. Bloomberg has corroborated reporting from BuzzFeed News claiming that Apple is indeed planning to hold its next big event on March 25th at Steve Jobs Theater in Cupertino, adding that Apple plans to unveil its new video service alongside its new subscription news service. According to Bloomberg, Apple has already invited many Hollywood stars, including Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon, Jennifer Garner, and director J.J. Abrams, all of whom have active projects with Apple's upcoming video service. Bloomberg adds that the video service will likely launch by summer. Separately, CNBC reports that Apple plans to debut its video service in April or May. Apple's video service will compete with video services like Netflix and HBO Now in terms of offering original series licensed or purchased and produced by Apple under the leadership of two former Sony television executives hired in 2017. But another aspect of Apple's video plans is to sell subscriptions to competing services through the TV app as a way to add content to the platform, similar to how Amazon Prime Video works today. According to CNBC, Netflix is not interested in being part of the channel platform, and HBO is still in discussions with Apple. We've also learned more about Apple's rumored subscription service for its Apple News app. One of the big questions has been how Apple will handle magazines and newspapers in Apple News. The subscription service Texture that Apple bought to integrate into Apple News only works with magazines, not newspapers. And according to reporting from Recode, Texture used the same 50% revenue split model that Apple's pitching magazines and newspapers for its new Apple News service. Recode says that while newspaper publishers balk at the terms, magazine publishers were already okay with the terms with Texture and have been partnering with Apple for the new version of the service. And Reuters reports that Apple will resume selling the iPhone 7 and iPhone 8 in Germany, but only with Qualcomm modems inside due to a patent violation with another Apple supplier called Qorvo, whose chip was used in iPhone models with Intel chips. And in the Czech Republic, Apple Pay is rumored to be launching as soon as February 19th, according to local media reports. And on youtube.com/9to5Mac, Jeff Benjamin has a new video with 10 iPhone tips everyone should know, including new features you might not have discovered yet or older features you might have never known about. Read those stories and more on 9to5Mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcasts or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.